Hello and welcome to the Print Pot. Ronki Ram, Shahid Bhagat Singh Chair, Professor of Political Science, Punjab University, wrote an article titled, Simranjit Singh Mann is reborn because there is an uneasy vacuum in Punjab. This is Tenzin Zompa and in today's episode, I bring to you the podcast version of this article. The drubbing of both the Aam Aadmi Party and the Congress in the Sangrur Lok Sabha bipole has created a vacuum that now serves as the perfect entry point for Simranjit Singh Mann and his brand of religious politics. That religion will play a key role in Punjab's mercurial political landscape is evident in Mann's post-victory speech. The former IPS officer and president of Shrimani Akali Dal Amritsar, who defeated AAP's Gurmeel Singh by a margin of 5,822 votes, attributed his victory to the martyrdom of Jarnail Singh Bindrawale and his young militant brigade. Mann told the media, and I quote, "It is a win of our party workers and the teachings that Jarnail Singh Bindrawale has given." Unquote. The contested phenomenon of Bindranwale is perceived differently by different people. For some, he is a freedom fighter, for others, he could be a militant. Another possible factor behind Mann's victory could be the emotional mass appeal generated in the aftermath of the murder of internationally known rapper and songwriter Sidhu Moosewala by channeling people's anger against the Aam Aadmi Party government, seemingly compromising his security despite regular threats to his life. Simranjit Singh Mann had reportedly promised to pay the rapper a visit at his native village Moosa in Sangrur district just a few days before his murder. Mann eventually went there on his Antim Ardas last prayer ceremony. The emotional mass appeal was further intensified by several law and order related incidents and the Aam Aadmi Party government's failure to resolve the burglary sacrilege cases as well as the police firing in Kotkapura and Babel Kalan. Simranjit Singh Mann also put on record his gratitude to Deep Sidhu, another notable emerging figure on the political turf of the Punjab politics, who died under mysterious circumstances in a car accident on his way from Delhi to Punjab. For quite some time now, there's been a general inclination on the part of all traditional political parties in Punjab towards the adoption of a panthic discourse in some form. A case in point, the Bharatiya Janata Party and the SED Badal fielded Kewal Singh Dhillon and Kamaldeep Kaur Rajona respectively in the Sangrur bipole. Earlier, there were accusations against some political parties of having connections with terror outfits. There is also a common impression in Punjab that if one has to choose, then it's better to choose the original panthic discourse, hence Simranjit Singh Mann. He is not perceived as a threat by the people of Punjab. He is one among them. His reference to Bindrawale and others of the militancy period should not be an issue. Yes, he did speak about army committing atrocities in Kashmir and killing Muslims on a daily basis, and the tribal people in Bihar and Chhattisgarh are being shot dead, calling them Naxalite, according to news agency ANI. But being an elected member of the Lok Sabha, Simranjit Singh Mann has to work within the purview of the constitution. His victory should not be interpreted as re-emergence of fundamentalist brand of politics dominated by the so-called Khalistan-centric thought process. During his early active stint in the parliamentary democratic politics in the country, Simranjit Singh Mann recalled Rajiv Lochan, an academic of modern history at Punjab University, and I quote, used to talk about pursuing the Khalistan cause through electoral democracy and not to follow the path of violence, unquote. So far, the most striking factor behind Mann's victory could be the preeminence accorded by the AAP leadership in Punjab to its counterpart in Delhi. After Chief Minister Bhagwan Mann's oath-taking ceremony at Kadkar Kalan, the native village of Bhagat Singh, the people of Punjab, expected to see him focus on various exigencies in a state corroded by decades of criminal misgovernance by a succession of inept and deeply corrupt political regimes. This, in turn, had given a free rein to multifarious mafias, sand, real estate, transport, drugs, cable, etc. They certainly did not take kindly to the state administration being perpetrated from Delhi. The Aam Aadmi Party's election was a clear message from the people of Punjab that they were fed up with the vicious power cycle of traditional parties that were in agreement with each other to rule the state by turns. They gave an opportunity to the Aam Aadmi Party to provide good governance. Within 3 months, they have come to realize that even this new option won't work, which compelled them to incline towards Simranjit Singh Mann. Moreover, the people of Punjab are highly sensitive to issues that offend their ethnic pride. They broke the mold of Punjab politics by ensuring that Aam Aadmi Party defeated all the traditional mainstream political parties in the recent assembly election to put an end to the deeply entrenched family, SED Badal and dynastic rule, Congress. Before and during the Sangrur Lok Sabha bipole, there was a general impression that Aam Aadmi Party government in Punjab has been lacking in demonstrating its mettle in independently handling the state administration. It has neither been allegedly focusing on the resolution of core issues in Punjab nor allowing its indigenous cadres and leadership to grow. There is a common belief among the people that the day-to-day political and administrative affairs are controlled by the Aam Aadmi Party's central leadership in Delhi. They were told to be unhappy and dissatisfied with the Aam Aadmi Party over the Rajya Sabha nominations from Punjab. A lot of the promises made during the election campaign are yet to be realized, particularly the promise of giving rupees 1,000 to every woman above the 18 years of age. The people of Punjab have realized that Bhagwant Mann's government is not run by those they had elected 3 months ago. Even the leaders feel wanted because nothing they say is considered important. The Aam Aadmi Party has not come up to their expectations. It is alleged that the rank and file of the party do not have any say in local governance, and even its ministers and MLAs seem to have been sidelined. All of this was evident given how the February 2022 election campaign was entirely centered around Arvind Kejriwal. The outcome of this closely watched five-cornered electoral contest in Sangrur holds serious political implications for the 2024 Lok Sabha election on the one hand, and the emerging configuration of region-based identity politics of Punjab on the other. Thank you so much for listening to The Print Pod. We will be soon back with another episode.